Great team, huh? So far. No, I was really privileged to go with these dear Christians. Yeah, it was great. I grew personally closer to each one, and I could see Christ use each one in a really wonderful, simple way. You know, one of the things that really impressed me when I went down there was the workers. I really felt like I was sitting behind in the van, Abel, or Florentine. And these men were exemplifying the love of Christ to their fellow man. They were going out from tribe to tribe and doing something and spreading the gospel at the same time. And they continue to do this. And they just are workers, in a very gentle way. Paul said, now we as Christians should be able to say this a little bit. Follow me as I follow Christ. And so that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to follow Hugo, and his two beloved brothers in Christ, Abel and Florentine, as they were obviously following Christ in a very simple, real way, heartfelt. And so that's what we did, really. We learned so much from them. You know, in Paul gave one more admonition to a church at the end of 1 Corinthians 15:58. And he said, therefore, my brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And so at one of the ending meals, I told that team that they had shown me the living scripture. They had lived out the scripture. And that was touching to me. So, you know, I just want to do something real simple. I bet most of you guys know the verse. I want to get some response from you. Do you know the famous Sunday school verse? John 3:16. Do you know that verse? How many of you know that verse up there? Yeah. Let's just quote it, I say. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The gospel is very simple. And God, the love of God, he loved us so much that he sent his Son to die in our place. That means something was terribly wrong with us, that we should not perish. You know, that means eternal separation from God. And so our neighbors, and so they saw their neighbors as in danger of being eternally separated from God. And so they were concerned, and they loved their neighbors enough to sacrifice, to suffer a little bit, to give themselves to their neighbors, to be a little uncomfortable, to be a little embarrassed, to share your faith. And so I would challenge you to look for the opportunity, pray for the opportunity Because your neighbors, people in Escalon, people in California, people in the United States, people all over the world, are perishing without Christ. And they're blind. They need the light of Christ. And they're in darkness, and they need Jesus. So, just another challenge. That's one of the reasons we went. That's why we should live. To share Christ by our lives, but also with our words. So it's been great. Thank you very much for the opportunity to go, to support us and to pray for us. And you have a great team here.